Just 5 days into 2026, the appearance of the deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro before a court in New York will no doubt be one of the television moments of the year. As he entered the Daniel Patrick Moynihan Courthouse in Lower Manhattan, shackled at the ankles, he wished the public gallery a Happy New Year in English, before telling the judge in Spanish that he was not guilty, was still president of his country and had been kidnapped. About 5 kilometres away at the United Nations headquarters, the seizing of the Venezuelan leader by the United States was strongly criticised. At an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, our global security reporter Yvonne Murray is in New York. I spoke to her a short time ago and she's been telling me more about both of those events, starting with that dramatic court appearance in Lower Manhattan.
The former president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife Celia Flores were brought by helicopter from the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where they're being held, to a court in Lower Manhattan, and appeared around about noon in front of Judge Alvin Hellerstein. And when he entered the courtroom, Mr. Maduro greeted spectators in Spanish, saying Buenos dias. He was escorted into the courtroom in shackles and the orange jail slippers, and sat 2 seats along from his wife. They were wearing headphones to hear the interpreter. And he was asked by the judge to identify himself. He said through the interpreter, he's the president of Venezuela. He said, I was captured from my home in Caracas. And he was interrupted by the judge and said to just stick to giving his name. The judge Hellerstein then read Maduro the standard rights, and he said that he understood those, and asked how he pleaded. He said, I'm innocent, I'm not guilty, I'm a decent man, and I'm still president of my country. The judge set a hearing date again for the 17th of March, but as he was leaving the courtroom, a spectator called from the gallery in Spanish to say, you will pay for what you have done in Venezuela. And Mr. Maduro responded to say that I am once again proclaiming his innocence.
It was really a remarkable moment, all of it captured on television as well. And as you say, he entered that not guilty plea to the charges of narco terrorism conspiracy, to cocaine importation conspiracy, and to possession of weapons. What is his defence expected to be when this case does eventually come to trial?
I think the defence is likely to argue for legal immunity, given that Mr. Maduro was a head of state. I think, though, that argument is unlikely to fly. It's very clear from what the US side is already saying that they do not consider him a legitimate head of state, and therefore it's not available to him to argue legal immunity.
And then across town, Yvonne, in Lower Manhattan, the events which gave rise to that court appearance were being discussed at the United Nations headquarters, with the United States coming in for a fair amount of criticism, even from some of its traditional allies.
That's right. And the criticism, obviously loudest from allies of Venezuela, Russia and China in particular, but criticism too, indeed, from the representative from France, a traditional ally of the United States, also a permanent member of the Security Council, calling it a breach of international law. More muted criticism, I would say, from other European members of the Council, perhaps the strongest from Denmark, saying, again, as many of members of the Council did, expressed that they had no sympathy for the Maduro regime, but pointing to the provisions in the UN Charter, which, of course, it provides for the inviolability of borders. So I think the Europeans very much treading a diplomatic tightrope yesterday. On the one hand, trying to point out where the UN Charter had been violated, but at the same time not willing to be seen to be criticising the US too heavily.
What was the response then from the United States?
The response from the United States was entirely defiant. There was no mention at all throughout the ambassador's speech of the UN Charter or any of the principles being invoked by other members of the Security Council yesterday. As far as Mike Waltz, the US ambassador to the UN, was concerned, this was a matter of narco-terrorism, in his words, and it was a fugitive being brought to American justice. And in fact, on his way into the Security Council yesterday, when I asked him if he had any comment, he said it was good to be seeing justice.
And was there concern, Yvonne, expressed by anybody? I mean, and you mentioned Denmark there, but was there concern about what President Trump might do next, and perhaps that he won't stop at Venezuela?
There's absolutely huge concern, and I think largely expressed outside of the council yesterday, although we did hear hints of it, especially from the representative from Colombia, which of course is in Donald Trump's sights, it seems. Colombia and Cuba being some of the countries in Latin America that the administration has hinted may be next. But also, off the record, talking to others, these threats against Greenland are being taken very seriously indeed by the Europeans. The source told me that the mood is stone cold sober, and the fact that international law has been thrown under the bus is causing great concern behind closed doors.
That was our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray, speaking to us from New York.